Visiting with Pleasantville head boys basketball coach Taylor Phipps. Coach, you know, your team is coming off three straight wins against Woodward Granger, Sheraton, and Woodward Academy. Can you kind of walk me through those three games a little bit?
Yeah, I thought our kids, you know, have kept focused and just kept grinding every day in practice and continued to, you know, focus on getting better every day. And we went through, you know, kind of a tough stretch with playing Van Meter twice and Des Moines Christian in there. So, you know, those are three tough games, you know, against really good teams and physical. And, you know, we battled and had some chances in those games and then ended up, you know, not able to come out with a win. But, you know, the last three games, you know, I've really continued to, you know, just play smart basketball and play together and, you know, finish out those games in the fourth quarter. And so, you know, I'm really proud of them and proud of, you know, the growth that we've made as a team.
You know, your sophomore, Braylon Bingham, he's playing some of the best basketball in the entire state of Iowa right now, scoring 112 points over the last three games, including a 46-point performance against Sheraton. Just kind of what is that like to see as a coach and what he brings to your team?
Yeah, I thought Braylon has done a tremendous job this year of continuously. You know, obviously there's teams that are keying on him, and he's getting a lot of different defensive looks and – you know, even if guys just kind of trying to face guard him throughout the, you know, the entirety of the game. And, you know, it's got to be, you know, definitely mentally challenging to go through, you know, like that. But he's done a good job of really kind of finding good shots within our offense. And our guys are, you know, are working our offense, you know, through him and around him. And, you know, other guys are definitely finding some good shots too. And Braylon does a good job of not settling and forcing up shots. And he just continues to want to make the right play. And, you know, even the right play is dishing and finding somebody else. He does that. You know, and then a lot of times for us, the right play is finding him a good shot somewhere on the floor. And, you know, so it's been really fun to see him, you know, continue to just work and, you know, progress throughout the season. And, you know, really the last three games, he has shot it really well from the free throw line. And so, you know, that's something he's been working on in practice. And, you know, he gets to the foul line a lot, and he probably could even a little bit more, in my opinion. But, you know, he definitely fights through a lot of contact, you know, throughout a game. But, you know, really proud of him and his efforts and just being, you know, a team leader like he is.
That game started, it was a great season, and then ACGC, and then you'll wrap up your season with Interstate 35 and Ankeny Christian. Two of those games being non-conference, two of those being conference. Kind of how do you approach those last four games of the regular season, knowing that the postseason here is coming up soon?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, for us, it's just every game is an opportunity to just keep getting better and fine tune, you know, the way that we can be successful as a team. And, you know, obviously Albia presents a lot of challenges. They're really one of the top 2A teams around here, and they're going to be, you know, senior led by a lot of seniors that play. And then they have a really good sophomore, Gage Chance, who, you know, is really multidimensional and can do it from lots of different ways. And so, you know, they're going to be tough to play. You know, and then the next night you come back with ACGC, who's, you know, I think only lost one time this year to Madrid in a close game. And, you know, so they're a top 10 team in 1A. And, you know, really they're a little more guard oriented and have a lot of guys who can shoot it. And, you know, so there's different challenges to each game. And, you know, it's up to us to put together a good game plan and for the players to go out and execute and play hard and play. So I think as you kind of finish up the season, and then, you know, we'll find out next week, you know, what the postseason bracket looks like. And so, you know, I think, you know, everybody's excited to keep going and, you know, kind of we're figuring out, you know, the last couple weeks here of developing who we are as a team to make our push in the postseason.
You know, you guys coming off of three straight wins, and of course you had the four games left of the regular season, but kind of, is it a focus for you and your team? You alluded to it a little bit already, but just trying to play your best basketball here down the stretch in the regular season as you get prepared for the postseason, because everybody knows, you know, that's a whole new season when you get into that postseason play.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the, you know, your goal as a coach every year is, you know, there's going to be some ups and downs, but you want to, you know, keep kind of climbing that mountain, and, you know, feel good and feel confident, and, you know, have your players feel good and confident about, you know, kind of who we are as a team and what, you know, what we need to do to play our best basketball. And I think we're continuing to do that. And, you know, we've definitely had some growing pains with some different guys, you know, stepping into new roles and had some ups and downs, but the kids have really bought into playing together and playing hard. And, you know, even our bench has been phenomenal as far as, just staying engaged and providing great energy throughout every game and in practices. And, so I'm really proud of the, you know, the team as a whole, of what we've been able to do and what we're going to continue to do.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. You know, best of luck against Albia and ACGC. And as you go throughout the rest of this regular season, we'll talk as we get close to the playoffs.
All right. Thank you.